code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Having submitted on the 18th of July 2013 for newcomers, I ask you to help yourself to the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com and make good use of it, because lots of audios for free download where I go through the system and break it down for everyone, where I go through the organizations that sprouted up about 100 years ago. I'm sure they existed beforehand, but they gave themselves official titles and came out openly in the early 20th century. And these private organizations sound very governmental, some of them, like the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is actually a private organization, which is bonded also with the Council on Foreign Relations. And they basically have been behind many of the wars up to the present time that you see across the world, because the big boys who formed it in the first place wanted to use the British Empire system and then coupled it with the U.S. Empire system to take over, and funded, of course, by people back home, to take over the last countries in the world that were not part of this great so-called empire, in order to create a world empire, not for a friendly purpose, but really so that they themselves could dominate the whole planet and run the world properly. And in other words, they bring in a eugenics system down the road. They classify or grade people, if you like, into different categories. And eventually, of course, they'll even forbid you to marry. They don't have to actually forbid you to do much. They simply just have you to be promiscuous, and then they give you free abortions, things like that. It has the same effect, ultimately, because you don't breed, at least you're editing any offspring, or they're killed, they're not born at all. And that's where we are today with where we are. And of course, they planned this a long time ago. Big players are involved in this, who give their culture changes, the big revolutions in culture. And of course, they planned all their old books about it, too, and they held world meetings all the time about it. And it's still on the go today. And even the G20 and all these characters, too, involved in it, are all part of this big organization. They're all members of it, in fact. So we're going through a big business plan for the world, and most people don't quite figure it out. The media, they're not there to help you, because it's also owned by magnates who also are members of the same organization. So their job is to keep you spinning your wheels. Remember, too, that I don't spiel on advertisers. I'm not backed by advertisers. I could be. I could really pester you all the way through the broadcast just selling you products, but I don't. All I have is the books and discs that I have at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And if you'd like to keep me going, you can buy them from the U.S. to Canada. Remember, you can still use personal checks or international postal money orders, or send cash, or use PayPal across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. And straight donations are awfully welcome indeed. As we go through inflation, because it's called quantitative easing now, it sounds better than inflation. Inflation got a bad name after Germany and the end of World War, before World War II came along, when they were flattened with the Depression. So they call it quantitative easing. In other words, they print money up, and the more they print, apparently, so they claim, the less it's worth. So that's where we are today. And they've got this plan in place that comes from foreign relations, on papers and websites and so on. They tell you that they're going for about another 10 years. So your dollar will be worth maybe a quarter, one-third what it was even 3 or 4 years ago. It's already worth less already. So that's the big plan for the world. And more plans, too, of course. The surveilled society was all part of it, too, because they talked about that back as far back as the 1930s, in fact, the same organization. But eventually science would improve to an extent where we could monitor every single individual on the planet. Well, here we are, folks. And it's done so carefully and beautifully that the public never suspect that they're living in an electronic prison camp, and it truly is. In fact, we quite enjoy it. Or techniques for that, of course, not all but people ultimately enjoy it. Don't mind slavery too much. Back with more after this break.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Hi, we're back studying through the matrix. I mentioned, for instance, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations, and they have their own private archives of history because they have a different version of history. They have all the blackbirds filled in who financed this war, who benefited from it, who wanted it, and so on. And they've been behind all major wars, according to their own historian, the one who was an insider who had access to their archives for a while. And that was Professor Carl Quigley. He talked about that, how they wanted a, back in the early 1900s, they wanted a war with Germany, and then they wanted another war with Germany, Part 2, basically, and other wars too down the road. But they also wanted to take over all the resources of the world and for private corporations. And this is where we are today. Part of that strategy, too, is called public-private, and it's where the public basically pay, or actually the public lose what used to be theirs, technically speaking, because gas facilities, water facilities, and so on, were all put up and paid by the taxpayers, so there's technically, and the government sells it off for peanuts or hands over for a dollar in some cases to some giant corporation, and telling it's going to be cheaper and more efficient to be handled, and then the prices skyrocket out the roof. And so that's really what's happening today. But it doesn't matter because that is the agenda. All things have to be basically privatized. They might give you a basic health care, but they'll give you an elastoplast or, you know, a band-aid or something. But anything over that you'll pay for, basically. Because under the UN Charter, you see, it says you must be, everyone in the world must get the most, must have the most minimal medical treatment available to them. So that's where you're going. And it ties right in with this article here, too, that talks about what's happened in Britain, because Britain was one of the first countries to go ahead with the privatization, outsourcing and those firms cut corners to clean profits off the public. Well, naturally, they do. They're private corporations. That's what they do. Their loyalty is to the shareholders, not to the public. But it says private companies providing public services are routinely gaming the system to make money for their shareholders at the expense of the taxpayer. That major new study finds today. Analysis of the government's controversial £100 billion outsourcing programs, such as its scheme to help the unemployed back into work, which is a complete dud, found private firms creaming off easy cases where they could make profits while parking problematic ones. And civil servants all suggested that big outsourcing companies were monopolizing services in certain parts of the country that put other smaller businesses out of business. As the monopoly grows, you see, getting government financing. So it's making it harder for the smaller companies to compete and potentially pushing up costs to the taxpayer. The government currently keeps no central record of the contracts and awards, which would identify if this is happening. Well, why do people vote, folks, at all? This is a report by the independent think tank, the Institute for Government, concluded the government still didn't have the skills to manage private sector contracts effectively. It called on ministers to slow down plans for further outsourcing, including handing over the probation services to outside providers, and carry out a review of all major new contracts. Too often the focus of the government is on getting the deal out of the back door and not thinking about how it will work in the long term, the report's author, Tom Gash. There's also a reluctance to penalise companies that underperform, meaning there are no consequences for failure. And remember, too, that Carl Quigley also said the future system is to be a new feudal-type system on behalf of the CFR. He said that the CEOs will be the new feudal overlords, CEOs of private companies. And this is also why this is all happening, too. But it says the report, which conducted anonymous interviews with dozens of senior civil servants, found private care companies sending residents to hospital for minor conditions, developing a mentality of just ring 999 to transfer costs to the National Health Service. So the private companies are just dishing them off and letting the taxpayer pay for it. Private contractors cutting corners in the government's welfare to work program by parking the difficult cases and creaming money for getting people to work would almost certainly have done so without their involvement. Significant concerns of plans to outsource the probation service will not be cost-effective, and private companies could be paid for work carried out by local authorities and the National Health Service. It found that even in such areas as education, which have not been outsourced, but where schools have been given much more independence to run their own affairs, gaming also exists. Some academies, which are run outside of local authority control, admitted they encouraged their students to take vocational qualifications, which would boost exam performance, even though teachers considered they were not the most viable option. Schools that turn themselves around often do it by exploiting tactics to improve exam results in the short term, which are not about the experience that every child gets in a lesson, one teacher told them. So the report comes days after the government placed all the contracts held by two of the UK's largest outsourcing firms, the G-Force and Serco, the own prison camps across the world, and even schools across the world too, under review after an audit showed they had charged for tagging criminals who were either dead, in prison, or never tagged in the first place, way overcharging the government, and there's a charge laid against them about that. The two firms are the major private players in both the privatisation of the criminal justice system and the work programme. Experts say it's difficult to see how any further large-scale outsourcing of police, probation or prison projects can succeed without their involvement. So it's just amazing. One company really is going in, is basically taking over what government did. One company, folks, private, you see. And furthermore, it takes away the right to complain because it's now a private company. You can't object to your politician. You'll say, well, it's a private company. They're running prisons across the world. And so on. And they're taking over the role of probation for all the probation officers. This is the progress, they call it progress. That was planned a long, long time ago. But I'll put this article up tonight for those who want to read it too, and to give the US and every other country a chance to see what's happening, because all the countries are going along with the same agenda, you know. All going along with it. Also tonight, some to do with the license plate scanners in the U.S. It says American Civil Liberties Union is warning that law enforcement officials are using the license plate scanners to amass massive and unregulated databases that can be used to track law-abiding about their daily lives. Well, they actually copied the British system again, where different police forces will have massive raids on the motorways, and they have contests to find out which company can hand out the most tickets. And they sit there just like pariahs, watching all the cars going by, and the computers in their cars automatically read on the license plate, so they copy it to the States. So it says in the airport, says they're called, "You're being tracked, how license plate readers are being used to record Americans' movements." The ACLU discusses the data culled from license plate scanners, cameras mounted on patrol cars, overpasses and elsewhere, to record the license plate numbers and location at a given time. Tens of thousands of such cameras now in operation, according to the group, with the data in some cases being stored indefinitely. The cameras, which are often installed thanks to federal funding, are designed to catch car thieves and other criminals. The ACLU's Catherine Crump writes that the organization does not object to when they're used to identify people who are driving stolen cars or are subject to an arrest warrant, but she continues, "It should not become tools for tracking where each of us has driven." Well, it's already happening. It's been happening for quite a long time. Of course, law enforcement says the scanners are valuable tools. They would say manacles and chain would be valuable tools. If we're all manacled, they'd know exactly where we were. Los Angeles Police Protective League said technology has helped in thousands of cases, including to locate a suspect in a violent rape and sodomy case. In a blog post, the group called for responsible policies to monitor use, but maintained that law enforcement agencies must have the freedom to use tools that can aid their efforts to keep their communities safe. In other words, they would bring in manacles and chains, and the police would have the keys, and then they can say, "Well, we know where everyone is, and we can keep you safe." I mean, this is the logic that they're using here. Understand that. And naturally, they'll use everything that comes along the pipe that you can use. An ACLU report is the result of an analysis of 26,000 pages of documents from police departments around the country, obtained through nearly 600 Freedom of Information requests. It finds that while some jurisdictions keep information gleaned from the scanners for a short time, such as 48 hours, in the case of Minnesota State Patrol, many hold on to the data for years. That includes the Delaware Department of Homeland Security and the state of New Jersey, which keeps the data for 5 years, and towns in Texas and New York, which are presumed to keep the data indefinitely. And there's no rules in place to keep officials from tracking everybody all the time. So that's the brave new world, which is here. And again, too, the only thing that these articles really do, apart from giving someone something to beef about with their bored stiff, because there's nothing else to say, is basically that it further instills in your mind that this is acceptable. This is the acceptable system now, and there's nothing you can do about it. It creates a despondency and acceptance. I can remember, too, when I talked about Bezmenov, the KGB guy who came over to, he escaped through via India at the time he was in, attached to India. And he came over and gave very good talks on the communist system. Now, the communist system is the same as every other system, because they're all special tools and formulas which are used on the general populace. But he talked about when you want to take down a country, first you must basically agitate inside. But you agitate, so you had in the 60s in the States and elsewhere, you had all the agitations, mainly students, because the professors who'd been brought in, often from from Far Eastern countries, you know, or Middle Eastern countries, or I should even Russian countries, and Poland and elsewhere, were given jobs right into universities, and they started out in social programs, teaching sociology and so on, and pushing basically the same thing in America, brainwashing the students, getting them to go on riots and so on, demand things. And that was part of the Cultural Revolution. So it's been done in the States and in Britain and elsewhere. And the folk didn't recognize what it was actually doing at the time, but that's what it was. So once you've done that, you also destroy the culture, promiscuity, all the rest of it, go on. That was done. And then, of course, you bring in a form of martial law. So the Russia used to do with the tanks was use terrorism here. And then you normalize it. This is the period of normalization. It used to be, in fact, that's the new normal. Back with more after this.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Number two, that the big boys themselves, who belong to these big organizations, also wanted population reduction, and they had meetings and so on, and they said that they could bring third world countries down rather quickly, because the poorer the better, they said, because no one, they wouldn't have a press, basically, to start publishing the plight that they're in, and so on, and they could be killed off quite quickly, lots of them, where in the West they would use disabling diseases, chronic diseases that would make them ineligible as marriage partners, so they wouldn't breed. That was one way. Plus, they'd profit tremendously from the big pharma treatments for the rest of their lives. Never cure as well as treatments. But also, too, they put cancer viruses, of course, in various shots, like polio shots. And the CDCs eventually, they came out and admitted it recently. They put it up on their website. And after a lot of folk used it, of course, they pulled it down again. But like, I've got a shot of the one I went up. I'll put it up tonight. This is where you see they actually admit it. But from another website, it talks about the cancer simian virus 40. Of course, I've mentioned that many times over the years. And the polio vaccine fact sheet. And it says that SV40 was discovered in 1960. Soon afterwards, a virus was found in polio vaccine. More than 98 million Americans received one or more doses of polio vaccine from 1955 to 1963, when a proportion of vaccine was contaminated with SV40. I think it was probably all contaminated by accident. It's estimated that 10 to 30 million Americans could have received SV40 contaminated dose of vaccine. The virus has been found in certain types of cancer in humans, but the Medical Association has not yet naturally determined that it actually causes the cancer. And it probably will never tell you that, you know, because of the lawsuits. The majority of scientific evidence suggests SV40 contaminated vaccine did not cause cancer. However, some research results are conflicting, and more studies are needed. In other words, getting back to the lawsuits, so I'll go on for a poor vaccines being used today do not contain SV40. All the current evidence indicates that polio vaccines have been free since of SV40 since 1963. And actually, no, it wasn't, because in fact they put it in also in the sugar ones, the lumps that they gave them instead of the shot. This is 1950s. The rhesus monkey kidney cells, which contained SV40, if the animals infected, were used in preparing the polio vaccines. Because SV40 was not discovered until 1960, no one was aware in the 1950s that polio vaccine could be contaminated. And that's not true, because there's a documentary to do with Dr. Salk, the guy who takes the credit for it, and his staff. It's an old one. And someone's put it onto a video from an old 8mm or 16mm. And they actually discussed it there, that they knew about it, but they said that they thought the benefit would outweigh the risk, and it went ahead. And also, SV40 was found in the infected form of the polio vaccine, not the kind given by mouth. That's been dismissed, because even the CDC's site, I'll put up tonight, they actually admit it was also in that too. And so some evidence suggests that the seed of SV40 contaminated polio vaccine may increase risk of cancer. And then they repeat again, the majority of studies done in the US and Europe, which compare persons who received them with those who did not, have shown no causal relationship between the seed of contaminated polio vaccine and cancer. It's just strange that you always get the virus in the middle of the cancers. So I'll put that up tonight, but I'll put up the CDC's admission for the first time they've admitted to 250 years. And I've always said this under various security agreements and national security too. They can ban things for 50 years or 100 years and so on. Britain's done that with a lot of things. And 50 years later, they can tell you. And tonight too, I'll put up a few things about email and phone tracking programs to do with the NSA and so on. There's one on the programs themselves, and there's other ones on the maps and all the different hubs that they're using and have hacked into, all the NSA and GCHQ in Britain, who pretty well got the whole world tapped, it seems to be. I'll put those ones up tonight as well. And it's from Cryptome. Cryptome's a pretty good site for that kind of stuff. And getting back to companies being privatized, etc., or government agencies, etc., here's the trial balloon. This is, why not privatize the National Health Service? This is, look at the eye-catching policy ideas that are often talked about but never seen to feature in UK general election campaigns. This is, NHS was created by the post-war Labour government in 1948. For the first time, hospitals, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, dentists and opticians were brought together under one organization to provide services free to the public at the point of delivery. The general principle that health services will be available to all and financed entirely from taxation has been an article of faith in British politics ever since. David Cameron's latest in a long succession of prime ministers to vow that the NHS is safe in his hands and would not be privatised. Well, they've already privatised certain parts of things. This is, but privatisation is a slippery concept. Some see it opening up of the NHS services to more private competition. Others argue the word privatisation would only apply if Britain dismantled the NHS altogether and adopted a US-style private health insurance system instead. And the NHS status as a sacred cow is blocking constructive debate about its future. And then it goes on to put the case for privatisation and comparing to other countries and so on and so on. But it'll be partly private. That's something left, of course, because they want to keep taxing you massively. I mean, you notice that too, as they privatize things off, you don't get the taxes go up and up and up, not down and down. I mean, so everything's a scam, Paul. I mean, everything out there, look, the whole reality is a scam, done by very clever people. An instinct, but I put more out of this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
I've brought back things through the Matrix. I'm talking about private, public-private partnerships and so on, and also governments closing down departments and farming out divisions of itself to private corporations that are incredibly wealthy, very powerful indeed. And I mentioned the G-Force, for example, NCRCO, of course, who have things across the whole planet. Well, he's in an article here, and he says, Whitehall contracts as a British government, running into billions of pounds are being urgently reviewed after the government has disclosed that two major firms have charged the taxpayer to monitor non-existent electronic tags, some of which have been assigned to dead offenders. An announcement that throws the coalition's privatization drive into disarray, the Serious Fraud Office was called to investigate G-Force, the world's largest security company, over contracts dating back over 10 years. As is Serco, one of Britain's largest companies, also faces inquiry by auditors over its charges for operating tagging schemes. The firms supply an array of services to the public sector, from running courts — they run the courts, privatized courts — run prisons and immigration removal centers, to manage welfare to work schemes and the atomic weapons establishment. Can you believe that even that's privatized? Between them, the two companies receive around £1.5 billion a year from the taxpayer, but the contracts are worth billions of pounds because the vast majority run for several years. They're also hoping to cash in on moves by the Ministry of Justice to hand in further large contracts to operate prisons and supervise offenders in the community. The process of awarding all contracts was put on hold last night as inquiries got underway. The MOJ began investigating all its agreements with the two firms, including the running of major prisons, while the Cabinet Office started scrutinizing all its government contracts with G-Force and Serco. Shares in both companies fell sharply after the announcement by Chris Grayling, the Justice Secretary. Shares in G-Force, which suffered torrid publicity over its mishandling of last year's London Olympic security contract, finished the day 6p down at 213p. It says Shekel tumbled about 54p to 626.5p. Each of the companies relies heavily on Britain, both for income and burnishing its international reputation. The move by the government is unlikely to result in the wholesale loss of contracts, as the firms have few competitors of the same size, but it's a blow to their standing worldwide. The announcement came after an audit discovered G-Force and Circuit overcharged taxpayers up to £50 million, billing them for offenders who were dead or back in custody who had left the country. According to one source, the company is charged for 18,000 offenders when the actual number was around 15,000. Mr. Greeling said latest estimates suggested taxpayers have been overcharged by the companies to the tune of tens of millions since electronic monitoring contracts were signed in 2005. He also disclosed that ministry staff could have known about the practice for 5 years and faced possible disciplinary action. Well, the fact is, you see, it's a business. And that's why government can't get involved with the private corporation. But that's what I'm saying, that's already done, isn't it? In different fields altogether. And as I say, the only people that have responsibility to in these private corporations is the shareholders who want more and more profit. So they find new inventive ways of getting cash out of their customers. It's quite simple. That's just the name of the game, and it's the age we live into. It's rather open. And also, gay marriage clears the House of Lords, so now they can marry each other in the House of Lords, I guess, which is maybe about time. And also this one here, too, is to do with bribing. Big Pharma, as always. It says, Chinese police Monday accused British drug maker GlaxoSmithKline of channeling bribes Chinese officials and doctors through travel agencies. They're a big trick in the book, eh? Doing it through travel agencies to boost sales illegally and raise the price of its medicines in the country. The charges made the GS case the highest profile corporate investigation in China since four executives from mining giant Rio Tinto were jailed in March 2010 for taking bribes and stealing commercial secrets. This is Gao Feng, head of the Economic Crimes Investigation Unit, China's Ministry of Public Security, said since 2007, GlaxoSmithKline has transferred as much as 3 billion yuan, or $489 million, to more than 700 travel agencies and consultancies over 6 years. Four senior Chinese executives from GSK had been detained, Gao said at a news conference. The Ministry of Public Security said last week that GSK execs in China had confessed to bribery and tax violations. GSK said it was deeply concerned by developments and had stopped using the travel agencies identified by the investigation. That means it's still using other ones that haven't been identified yet. It said it was reviewing all third-party agencies and all historic transactions related to the travel agencies. And so on it goes. But anyway, it says GSK supplies key products such as vaccines in China. They do it across the world. They get contracts for every government across the world. And it said here that sources familiar with the situation said GlaxoSmithKline's general manager for China, who's called Mark Riley, had left the country for London 10 days ago to attend routine meetings and was now working in Britain, who is in regular contact with the team in China. He skipped the country, in other words. So the province, Britain's biggest drug maker, is one of a string of investigations in the foreign firms and their pricing practices in the world's second biggest economy. Well, and as I've said before, in big business now, this, even in small business, there's no morality anymore. It's just pure war. Pure war. And utter greed. But that can only happen, it's natural it happens, because now we are in that stage of really degradation. We've been degraded, you understand, as peoples and cultures. And that's all to do with moral relativity, and it's all been done. And greed is taught, is good now in universities. And they send out these business executives all trained to be greedy and take what they want, etc., etc. It's like that article I put up before, the audio tapes in Ireland with two bankers talking to each other, getting a government grant, and they said they had no intentions of paying it back, and they're laughing and joking between themselves and all the rest of it. I mean, this is where it is today, folks. The taxpayer always ends up paying everything, because we're just the cattle at the bottom, you see. We're not risk takers at the bottom, we're taxpayers, you see. You only reward the risk takers. this article I wanted to put up too is to do with this con of the carbon derivatives and taxes and so on. And it says, it was from 2012, but it's very pertinent because it's the first time you actually get to see what's really all about. It says, you notice the carbon tax has been called a tax over and over again by politicians, economists, bankers, and other vested interests for a simple reason. There are many who want you to think that the scheme is to put a price on carbon, and it's safe. But the government's implementation of a carbon price is careful, methodical, and prudent method. A fixed price on carbon dioxide for 3 years, and only after 3 years, a transition from a fixed price to a floating price emissions trading scheme. But there's something very important they're not telling you. There's a ticking time bomb hidden in the carbon tax. It's called derivatives. Carefully buried in 1,000 plus pages of legislation, just two tiny opaque clauses, 109A and 110, have been included to allow the banks to immediately begin creating and trading unlimited quantities of unmonitored, unregulated carbon securities, which is another term for derivatives. What are derivatives? This is pick something of value, make bets on the future value of something, add contract, and you have a derivative. Banks make massive profits on derivatives, and when the bubble bursts, chances are the taxpayer will end up with the bill. That's rather with the banks, the mortgages, and so on. This graphic below visualizes the total coverage for derivatives national, similar to insurance companies' total coverage for all cars. Then it gives you the long story of how it works too, and how they can drive its value from another asset, such as the future or current value of oil, government bonds, or anything else, for example. So these all kinds of things for betting. It's all betting for the bubbles. It's a big casino system. This is most large banks trying to prevent smaller investors from gaining access to derivative markets on the basis of there being too much risk. Derivative markets have blown a gigantic bubble, just like a real estate bubble or a stock market bubble that's going on right now, since there is literally no economist in the world that knows exactly how the derivative money flows or how the system works. While derivatives are traded in microseconds by computers, we really don't know what will trigger the crash or when it will happen. It can be very sudden. But considering the global financial crisis the system is in for a lot of tough times, it will be catastrophic for the world financial system. Well, it won't be for the financial system, it will be for the people. It's always on the people, folks, at the bottom. I think it's one of Australia's banks already trading in derivatives. By the way, their whole food system now is up on the derivative market as well. Where there's no point looking. You see, you have no countries anymore, which mandated that first and foremost, they must make sure there's enough food for the people in the country where it's grown. That's out the window under free trade and the global market. And therefore, too, that's also up on this big casino. As the big boys bet on crops failing in certain countries and other things being sold off at massive profits going in other countries. It's all betting. This is what it's about, folks. A big, massive casino. All rigged, of course, by the guys at the top. But I'll put this article off tonight. It's quite good. It's much longer than what I've said already. And you can get an idea of what's going on. Also, the next generation in cash machines are set to replace bank cards with facial recognition. Well, nobody online, they're already used to just getting all their data out and so on. They're already trained. And also in Britain, too, for the pretending cut back on the unemployment and so on. No benefits for your third child if you're on unemployed. The Conservatives unveiled controversial welfare plan. It's a trial balloon again, you see. Then they have all the big marketing companies go into the Twitter and see what you're all twittering about, how you react to or don't react to, etc. So they do a trial balloon to get you all chatting. So it says here that the move would put them in the same position as working parents who cannot afford to have large families. Unemployed parents who then choose to have more than two children will know that welfare is not going to fund that choice. As the government's £26,000 a year benefits cap for the out-of-work took effect yesterday, Mr. Shapps insisted further radical reforms to welfare were back on the table. Another proposal, the minister said under 25-year-olds who are unemployed should be denied housing benefits, so they have to live with their parents rather than be funded by the taxpayer to move to a place of their own. Well, generally a lot of them today don't even have two parents, you know. And if there's another parent now, or another partner married to the wife or the husband, they might not want them in the house anyway. So it's much more different than it used to be. All designed that way, too. true enough. I mean, since the early 70s, the government kept declaring that single-parent families was the way they were going to go with all housing projects, and they built millions of them, and encouraged women too, to go in there, and they pay their benefits and all the rest of it, and their own welfare, etc. And some of them just had child after child, and plus they could go to college and all the rest, all paid for free babysitting, so they could go out to the bars and so on, have a good time. And of course, eventually the piper has got to be paid under the mass poverty of the country now, paying all these taxes. But this was agenda, folks, for an awful long time, and I lived through part of it too, and I saw it all happening. And that's just what they wanted. There's nothing happens that's not planned that way, you understand. There's nothing at all happens. There's nothing that they miss either. And it's not like they say, I'll be fine forever. No, they know what will happen down the road. And also from Wales, it came out, this is a good article, we heard about all these child care homes in Wales, the massive abuse that went on there, and it had so many investigations by the police. The truth behind the child abuse cover-ups in Wales, the report that first exposed child abuse in North Wales homes has finally been published, but says Eileen Fairweather, damning details have still been left out. But what they've left in now is horrific. It's what went on for years and years. The cops all knew, they wouldn't touch it. Politicians knew, they kept away from it. And they knew it was all real. And the place was a paedophile's paradise. Since the 1970s. So I'll put this article up tonight. It's just horrific, but again, folk aren't shocked anymore because we've lost that bonding. It's been destroyed, as Besmanov said, as a culture went down the tubes and you don't relate to other people. If you're okay, that's it. I'm okay, Jack. That's it. Also, depraved man and his partner bought a Russian boy for $8,000 and began sexually abusing him on film from the age of 1 year old. See, this is new liberation and so on. Mark J. Newton was given 40 years for child pornography and sexual exploitation of a minor. Newton and his partner bought a baby boy for $8,000 in Russia in 2005. It shows sexual abuse occurred before the child was even 2 years old. Men were arrested in California in 2012, and Russian President Vladimir Putin today signed laws limiting the adoption of Russian children by foreign happy or same gender couples. And it says, the man accused of making child pornography with a boy in his Australian partner purchased in Russia for a reported $8,000 sentence Friday. According to investigators, the duo's Australian-American citizen, Mark J. Newton, 42, and his partner, Peter Truong, 36, used a falsified birth certificate listing Newton as the child's biological father to adopt the boy and take him to their home in Cairns in Queensland, Australia. Newton was sentenced to 40 years in an Indiana court, where the videos were found downloaded on a home computer after pleading guilty to conspiracy charges involving possessing child pornography and sexual exploitation of a minor. The judge overseeing the case said she accepted the plea agreement only because the videos were too horrific to show a jury. As shows as ABC News reports, the boy, now 8, has been living with the men in Cairns for several years. When in 2011, New Zealand authorities discovered evidence on a New Zealand man's computer that the boy had been used in child pornography. This has gone on all over the place, you know, and it's getting more prevalent as various laws change and certain things are lauded as okay to do. Australian police raided the couple's house in 2001 after the men and the boy had left for the United States. They discovered a mountain of material and seized computers, electronic equipment, and documents that uncovered high-definition video and images of child exploitation. During the hearing, prosecutors said the charges stem from abuse that occurred when the boy was 4 to 6 years old. The prosecutors said they discovered the video this week showing Newton using the boy for a sex act when he was less than 2 years old. So they just buy their pets. They call them pets, by the way, these guys. They buy their pets. Investigators also alleged the man and his partner took the boy to foreign countries where they allowed other men to abuse him, often recording the acts. And then they uploaded videos to an international syndicate known as the Boy Lovers Network. Boy Lovers Network is known to police as a forum for men who describe sexual abuse of boys between ages of 2 and 10 as a form of consensual love between boy and man. So there you go. Kenzie would love these guys because he was the same, actually he paid people to have intercourse with babies. He did go to a website and go into archive section, cuttingthroughthings.com, and you'll find the videos there and links to them all, go through it all documented, no guesswork. Back with more after.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
We're back, Paddings with the Matrix, and also Detroit now is in bankruptcy. They've actually filed for it now, and they owe apparently about $15 billion at least. And the U.S. city of Detroit, Michigan, has become the largest American city ever to file for bankruptcy. And the state-appointed emergency manager, Kevin Orr, asked the federal judge to place the city under bankruptcy protection. So that's one going. And it says, if approved, you'd be allowed to liquidate city assets to satisfy creditors and pensions. So everything's going down the tubes. As, of course, they knew before they gave you the free trade agreement that we didn't vote for, this private club made the World Trade Organization, and also authorized China to be the manufacturer of the world, and all your companies now have moved offshore to make cheap products, maximize their profits, and sell you cheaper junk back. And also this article too, as it says, some non-profits, again these non-profit organizations, charitable organizations, they always do this, that they're holding back the storm donations from New York for Hurricane Sandy. And it says here that it says with within days of Superstorm Sandy making landfall October 2012, a number of charitable organizations started collecting donations from kind-hearted souls. They'd always go for the kind-hearted souls, you see. Freely giving their monies to help with Sandy relief efforts, or so they thought. Schneiderman announced that a huge amount of these donated funds have yet to be filtered to Sandy victims, as they were so intended. This is about transparency and accountability. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said, "This is about us all understanding the money goes where the donors intended and that relief is delivered effectively and efficiently." He says that 89 charities raised more than $500 million. By April, only 50%, 7% of that had been paid to Sandy relief, leaving at least $238 million still in the hands of those non-profits and not in the hands of the Sandy victims. Well, they're all, you know, they're all big salaries time, you know, big salary time, things like that, folks. This is common stuff after all these things. They actually got more than a lot of them end up getting too. World Trade Center went down too. Billions went into that. And then Red Cross hardly put a penny back into it, so they use it across the rest of the world. Not in the victims. Standard stuff. Standard stuff. And also, if you want to cry in your beer, think again, because I knew they were putting lots of chemicals in beer to make it brew faster, actually. You see, they put stuff in there. And he says, "I have to confess I'm not a beer drinker, but there's someone in the household who loves it, so I did figure out the truth. Is beer really healthy?" Well, the modern beer is just astonishing what's in it. I've got a list here I'll put up tonight, like you all know. And by the big brewer companies. I should tell you, the only ones that pretty well don't use it, all these chemicals, are the German ones. They still have their health standards and their purity standards to do with beer. But everybody else is putting massive stuff in there, and it just scares the heck out of you. There's antifreeze and everything getting rid of this stuff, you know. And it's just astonishing what's been allowed over the years to get put into it. And I remember talking years ago to a woman who'd worked her whole life in a big, massive British chain of pubs and hotels, and she said she remembers the night, and she was warned about it. All the managers were warned to be on the lookout for changes. It was the beer, this new chemicalized beer was being introduced in Scotland, in England, and by the way, the law was changed to brew it much quicker, and adding lots of chemicals. And she said the personality changes in the customer she'd known for years was dramatic overnight, that first night. The quiet ones became rowdy, passive ones became aggressive, everybody was fighting with each other. And this is what the new stuff does to you, folks. What a list of stuff. Just incredible. See, we're just the cattle at the bottom for high profits, now you see. Black profits. See? From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, tonight in your Courier, thoughts full with